Is the United States mentioned in scriptures? I have heard, over and over, that the United States, the greatest power and the wealthiest nation ever on the face of the earth, is nowhere to be found in end times prophecies. There are some Bible teachers who speculate that there may be some coded mention of America, and there are speculations as to why and how such a world power could just disappear, but factually, the United States seems to have been omitted from biblical history. If you consider what is driving the current weakening and demise of America's political, social, educational, religious, monetary, financial, and legal systems, you might conclude there is a deliberate and systematic dismantling of the United States as a sovereign nation and as a world superpower. A programmed dismantling and absorption of the United States into a homogeneous entity of nations and peoples by powers, both internal and abroad. Bill Clinton. George Bush. Julian Huxley. Antonio Guterres. Klaus Schwab. Before I reveal the sources of this anti-American, anti-United States dissolution effort, allow me to go back in time to the first recognizable effort to dissolve national borders and to merge all the people of the world into a global government in an effort to enable humankind to achieve things once thought impossible. The date was around 2242 BC, the even was the building of the Tower of Babel. It was a post-flood rebellion against God by Noah's descendants. As told about in Genesis 11 verses 1-9, it is meant to explain why the world's peoples speak different languages. According to the account, a united humanity in the generations following the Great Flood, speaking a single language and migrating eastward, comes to the land of Shinar. There, they agree to build a city and a tower tall enough to reach heaven. Note, tall enough to reach to heaven can be a metaphor for man reaching to heaven, making himself God, to accomplish his own desires. This is the utopian dream of the socialist and communist manifestos, the state being our God, from cradle to grave. This initial effort to unite into a global community, which occurred about 100 years after the Great Flood, was a prophetic harbinger or a forecast of what was to come. There have been repeated attempts by various nations and dictators over the last 4,200 years of world history to conquer, unite, and to rule the world. The United Nations, UNESCO, and the World Economic Forum in the late 20th century and the early 21st century, however, united in a globalist movement. Then, with the creation of ICLEI, they found the necessary resources and garnered the support and cooperation of over 2,500 local and regional governments in 125-plus countries worldwide, to promote a Marxist-style one-world government. The ICLEI, formerly known as the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, is one of the sub-organizations of the United Nations which sprang from the Agenda 2030. This international association was established when more than 200 local governments from 43 countries convened at its inaugural conference, the World Congress of Local Governments for a Sustainable Future, at the United Nations in New York in September 1990. Then, thanks to the likes of UNESCO's first Director General Julian Huxley, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the World Economic Forum's founder and Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab, and to past Presidents Bill Clinton and George Bush, operations of this globalist cabal through the ICLEI progressively embedded 252 local offices in American cities, towns, and local and state governments. That number, as of January 2024, has now grown to 339 locales in the U.S., promoting the agenda, goals and initiatives of the United Nations Agenda 2030 of Global Marxism. Here is a link back to Episode 5, Marxism, Agenda 2030, the UN, the American Democrat Party. This takeover of America by global Marxists and Marxist-leaning American political Democrats has been hidden in plain sight for the last 75 years. Promoting false, misleading and ostensibly unobtainable goals, objectives and methods, they have gained a worldwide momentum over the last 25 years. All of these worthy-sounding goals have appealed to people on every continent, but none of their promised gains have come into reality. The same has continued and progressed under America Democrat Party leadership and various leftists posing as Republican politicians, supported by a hard leftist media, leftist business community and their leftist financiers. The results are becoming apparent: more poverty, government expansion, loss of personal freedoms, an increase in dependence on government in every aspect of life, an increase of new strains of disease, and a new class of political elitism which is choking out the middle class in America. Now, thanks to what I shall call a traitorous coup d'etat, under the Joe Biden administration, the results of Bidenomics and the ICLEI's sustainable development is in full bloom and has come into full view. the destruction and loss of American uniqueness. The destruction and loss of the American tradition and legacy. The destruction of the family. Transgenderism, homosexuality, denial of marriage vows, single-parent families, death by abortion and euthanasia. The destruction of our social order. Lawlessness, uncontrolled, illegal and unmanageable immigration, legalization of drug use, promotion of perversion. The destruction of our legal system. Abrogation of our laws. The destruction of our Constitution. The compromise and destruction of our court systems. The infiltration and compromise of our religious institutions. The raiding and bankrupting of our national treasury. Unsustainable national debt. Fraudulent climate initiative costs. The bankrupting and destruction of our healthcare system. So, where do we go from here? Turn to God and become a sojourner, an alien in a foreign land. Help yourself, your family and others to find true purpose in this life and the life which is to come. Please see, not of this world. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.